The falling stock market has President Bush adjusting his plans for his month-long vacation in Crawford, Texas. He's announced he'll hold an economic forum, meeting with business leaders, economists, and members of the workforce on August 13th. Before he leaves for vacation, he's facing some tricky negotiations with Congress over the Homeland Security bill. NPR's White House correspondent Don Gagne joins me now. Don, how worried is the White House about the downslide in the stock market?
Well, they're certainly very concerned. The criticism has been that this president has been very focused on the war on terrorism, for which he receives high marks, but not as on top of the economy and the falling markets and corporate fraud. The White House has looked at polling numbers that show that, and what we've seen over the past month or so is a president talking much more about these things. Every speech, no matter the topic, has a chunk of it devoted to the economy. He says that the fundamentals are strong and that the recovery continues. His message, too, though, seems to be don't fixate on the markets or the scandals. Don't let the acts of a few corporate bad eggs lead to worries about the economy in general. Still, though, the public is making some broad connections, and polls do show that people are looking for the president and his economic team to show more leadership in this area.
Well, we saw Congress go further than the president wanted in passing legislation on corporate governance. Is the president satisfied with that legislation?
He did say all along that he wanted a strong bill out of Congress. Those were his words, that a strong message about corporate behavior needed to be sent. And he says he's happy that Congress has done just that. Still, it's worth noting that the package passed is tougher than what the president himself called for. For example, he didn't think it was necessary to have this independent board providing oversight of the accounting industry. That's in the bill, thanks to the Senate. But he will sign it, and if the public likes it, he certainly gets to claim credit. That's a time-honored tradition in Washington. Now, the other thing separate from corporate governance that he is holding up this week, the House has passed Trade Promotion Authority, which gives him more power to negotiate trade deals. He says increased trade will help the economy, so he'll hold that up as another thing this administration is doing.
Well, if the president is satisfied, at least, with what Congress is doing on corporate governance, he doesn't seem very happy about what they're doing with his new Homeland Security agency. He's threatened to veto a bill over the personnel rules for the new agency. Why is that such a big deal for the White House?
The president says it's a matter of national security. He says rules protecting government employees make it too difficult to, say, discipline an incompetent employee, or conversely, giving a raise, rewarding an employee who's doing a good job. And he says for this agency that's charged with this very important task, protecting the country from terrorism, that it needs this flexibility. Now, Democrats say that the president's blowing this out of proportion, that you can provide these protections for workers but still protect the country.
The other issue hanging over the White House is Iraq. The Senate's going to hold hearings this coming week, and in August, Iraqi opposition groups will be traveling to Washington for meetings. The president has said he wants Saddam Hussein gone, but he hasn't been saying how.
They are saying that any action that they do eventually take in Iraq has to be kept under wraps because they don't want to give anything away before they do move. The president, though, does still say for the record that no plan has been finalized, even though there have been reports of very specific plans that have been leaked out to the news media. But what he does continue to talk about is about the need for a regime change. That's the term the president uses.
NPR's Don Gagne. Thanks so much, Don.
Thank you, Joe.